So I looked at her right in her eyes, got down on one knee, and said, "Would you like to go to Chipotle with me?"
Oh man.
Yeah. Man. And woman.
Whoa, no, man.
Or anyone.
Whoa.
Any couple.
Any animal.
Has to be a couple, though, because this is a...
Couple animals.
Well, I guess you could do it with yourself, but it'd be strange to be in two places at once.
I'd solo Chipotle.
Yeah, you could solo it. Yeah,
I'd still go to Chipotle with myself.
Get one solo red cup. Doesn't have to be a solo cup, just one solo red cup.
Yep.
Game Watch. Put cup. On Solo, the solo? Star Wars movie.
Star Wars.
Yep. Yeah?
Yeah.
Start jerking it. Do it yourself. Valentine's Day solo.
Yeah, a DIY Valentine's Day.
Get one boiled egg. Sorry, I don't know where I'm going with that, but I thought it was funny.
I think it apparently you guys didn't think so. Went somewhere.
It went over the rainbow.
Way up high. But this week is our Valentine's Day special, and we have brought Corbin on, and he has graciously blessed our show with his magical powers.
And his strength.
And his love.
And his openness.
Mostly love.
Mostly love. You're right. Like those,
I knew it.
But better than the sweet tart candies that taste like ass.
I'm wearing a lot of pink for this event.
Yeah.
Oh. I thought you said you're worth a lot of pink. It's like, how much is pink worth?
A mistake, just a little, yeah. You know.
I'm worth my weight in pink.
Is that as valuable as gold? I mean, I guess so in some circles.
It really depends on how you like your steaks.
Yeah.
I like them pink.
Well, there you go.
I'm your guy.
Man, we got to get a grill in here, you know?
Yeah.
A nice charcoal grill smoker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to get a good ventilation system for that.
Nah, you can just... Man, it'll be like a sauna.
Yeah, just inhale.
We will steam as we grill.
I don't know how good saunas are for sound quality, but I would think that like the air...
Moisture and sound molecules... go together like a marriage made in heaven. Oh. Like Zeus and... what's her name?
The one that died?
Starts with an H.
Oh.
No.
Harold.
Like Zeus and Harold.
No,
damn you, Cupid. Yeah. Stop shooting those bows willy-nilly.
Damn indie movies.
Damn indie movies. Zeus and Harold. Get a haircut.
A Hallmark special.
Get a chest wax. All right. So what are we going to talk about today? No, Valentine's?
Probably Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Probably our favorite flowers. Do you guys have a favorite flower? I have a favorite flower.
Yeah, I told this to somebody and they laughed at me.
Well, I promise not to laugh, unless that's the point, because then I will laugh.
No, it's my favorite flower.
Oh, okay.
Dandelions.
Oh, no, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're interactive, right? Like, you blow it and, like, all the things wisp away.
But they're not a flower, they're a weed.
That's what people tell me, but it blooms.
That's true. I mean, it's nice.
A flower, it's just an invasive species.
I mean, you're basically like a slut when it comes to flowers. It's like the most common flower... Yeah.
Okay. I'm not a star flower fucker.
My favorite flower is grass because it's everywhere.
My favorite flower is me.
So if a girl came up to you and rather than a bouquet of roses, they just gave you dandelions, you'd think that relationship would be going in a good place?
I think the relationship would
depends
be going
on
in a
how
weird
their
place.
Allergies are. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think it's cool because it's the only interactive flower, unless you count like Venus flytrap. But those are kind of
what about like aloe? Hard you to love feed. Aloe vera because it's a plant and it's also used to soothe.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What about
too.
Poppy seeds or poppy plants because they make opium?
Ooh.
You
about...
like weed?
Yeah, I was gonna go there, but
yeah
you
weed's
did.
Good.
Weed's good.
Yeah,
bouquet it.
Listen to that, mom.
Give it to Kyle.
Well, I mean, it's...
What about edible flowers?
Probably...
What about elderberries? Yeah. What about mushrooms?
Those are good. Yeah, mushrooms.
What about, like, any fruit?
Yeah, well, mushrooms are a fungus. They don't count as a flower.
We could give Kyle a bouquet of pine cones, and he'd be like, oh, thank you.
Yeah. These well, smell yes, very nice. Well, yes, it's a gift. I'm not an ingrate.
All right. Ingrate. I've never been inside a grate. This is terrible. Let me out.
I changed my mind.
Okay, Corbin, what's your favorite flower? Do you have a favorite flower?
All-purpose.
All-purpose Listen, flower.
Double zero or semolina is the only way to go.
I mostly use it for cooking, but that's about it.
Yeah, AP, man.
Yeah.
You don't enjoy any, like, flour itself?
I don't know. I don't know if I can, like, quantify it, you know? Like, I feel like I could appreciate it, like, as an art, but I wouldn't know how to call it out specifically.
So I have two flours that I really like. One of them is just, like, one of them is more sentimental. The other one's more just, like, I like it. So black-eyed Susans, because they're a wildflower, and we had them growing up in our house, like, all the time, like out behind our house in the field.
And they remind me of the Black Eyed Peas.
Yes, exactly. And I love Will I Am.
Yeah, be wrapping up.
The other one is daffodils, because mom grew daffodils. And I used to always like pluck them and give them to her. But she was like,
secretly torn up inside. I was
growing these and you just like ripped them out and now you're giving them to me. And I was like, but they are so pretty. Look how good I am. I just ruined your flower bed and brought them inside.
Yeah. Or what about those bleeding heart flowers? Those were pretty cool.
I hated those.
Why?
Because they were a bush.
It was interesting, though. They like opened up.
But it was a bush.
Yeah, I guess every flower I love is technically not a flower.
I love hedges.
They're always different shapes. Some like a giraffe. Some like a house. I love corn, the mazes that they make with them. So great.
My favorite flower is...
Iggy Azalea. Iggy Azalea.
So, now that we've established flowers, let's move on to chocolates.
Oh, chocolate.
Or desserts. Oh, how about desserts? Yeah. That's more general. I don't know if I have a chocolate.
At least for Valentine's Day, I'd say Dove
Bachelor Dark Chocolate. Number one. Dove Valentine's Dark Chocolate?
Yeah.
Dove Dark Chocolate?
Oh, boy. So
are those the ones with the little messages
inside?
Oh,
yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. Yep. Although, I feel ripped off on like Christmas time.
It's like a fortune cookie.
Because it's like... they're only season greetings. Like, I'm looking for depth in my messages. Yeah. You know
not
what I mean?
Not just like, yeah. Enjoy that eggnog.
Right. Like, yeah. No. Or they're only don't tell like, me things I know.
They're only like empowering things. Yeah. Like,
that's what but, I need.
Like, Jesus need, died today.
Yeah.
I don't. Born, I need. Sorry.
I need something.
Sorry, Easter.
I need something that tells me to watch out. You know what I mean?
Right. Like look behind you. Be careful.
Yeah, be careful.
That's
today.
The kind of messages yeah. you want your dumb chocolate.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, because then I'll be careful.
Dude, you're going to get a message that's like, this was poisoned.
No.
Yeah, and then you're going to freak out.
Yeah, but I don't want a dumb chocolate that's like, nothing bad can ever happen to you, and I skip out into the street like, yippee, because I'm going to be fine.
So what you're telling me is, A, you love weeds.
And that I trust deeply in chocolate.
And C, you're paranoid beyond belief.
Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day.
I'm just glad
he's single.
I'm just glad they haven't followed the email or Facebook spam model where it's like you open up the wrapper and it's like give to a friend or eat it and Jesus knows that you're a terrible human being.
Yeah. Buy 20 more.
But how could he know that?
Because you ate the chocolate.
Oh, I didn't eat it. I'm diabetic.
Then you're fine because you probably shared it with a friend.
Actually, fun
fact. I didn't. I threw it in the trash.
I don't know
how. I shared it with the earth.
It doesn't have that data.
It doesn't have that data. Yeah. So favorite chocolate is Dove Dark Chocolate. Is it my turn?
Yeah, I guess so.
Favorite chocolate.
Ferret?
I mean, I know the favorite chocolate I like to buy.
What is it?
I like to buy the Russell Stovers for Mrs. Claus. Like, you know, the big heart box, like, because they have all the different flavors, and she really likes that one. So
those are the samplers, or?
Yeah, like, they have the chart, you know?
But how much of those do you really like out of the sampler? Yeah. Is it the idea of the sampler, or?
I don't know. I don't eat any of them.
I bought a sampler pack one time that was all coconut.
That is bullshit.
No, it was labeled.
No, I'm saying coconut sandwich.
I think you had too much weed. You're like, nope, coconut. Cherry filling? That's coconut. That's coconut.
Yeah, it's definitely coconut.
Man, this cotton mouth is awful.
He just sat coconut. There all night with a spoonful of peanut butter saying it was coconut.
No, I do not indulge in the chocolate very often. I think last time I did, I was at a gas station, and I was like, oh, a Hershey's bar. For whatever reason, that sounds really good, like a Hershey's chocolate bar. And I ate it, and I was like, oh, my God, that's instantly a cavity. Like, I really I was underestimating the amount of sweetness.
It was actually on our podcast.
Yeah, that's right. The amount of, like, sweetness, I don't know. I don't do it. Like, a sweet potato is sweet to me, or a caramelized onion. that's sweet. And then I eat a dessert and I'm like, not in a good way.
It's because you deprived yourself.
You know, I could tell after I made that noise that I could go one of the other way, but
I almost asked, and I'm glad I didn't.
I could see it on your face, and that's why I clarified.
Thank you. Like butter.
Rub it on yourself. Yeah. You'll know the truth. Kyle, what's your favorite chocolate?
My favorite chocolate is coconut. I've been over this.
Coconut is not a chocolate.
Coconut covered chocolate.
You like coconut chocolate milk?
I didn't know that was a thing.
What about dandelions with chocolate covering?
Yes. Yeah. Chocolate flower dandelions.
Because then I can't blow them. It ruins the whole
thing. You can blow. No, they're chocolate flakes. Or they're coconut flakes.
chocolate flakes.
Coconut dusted chocolate dandelions. So you blow the coconut off of the chocolate dandelion. And then
that sounds pretty cool. That's right.
Ladies, listen up. If you're looking to bag yourself a Kyle, you get yourself some coconut dusted chocolate dandelion.
If you think I can be won over so cheaply, you are mistaken.
And bring yourself extended edition
in warranty cut.
No, gold
edition.
No, yeah, a director's cut of The Room. Yeah. And bottle of Canadian Mist. Okay. And you got yourself a deal. I'm not gonna say a bargain because that sounds cheap.
Sounds cheap. You're cheapening the memories.
That Polaroid camera.
All right, so what's next up on your list of flour and chocolate wine?
What about dinner?
Oh, dinner?
Yeah, where would you like to ideally go for dinner?
Oh, it's on a your place, Valentine's or is it like a dinner?
Oh, I guess cuisine, like style cuisine of food. Be better,
yeah, just because we don't know how far
I would love to go to Five Guys. No, I'm just kidding.
I would love to go down the street.
Pick up a Frank Katie's pizza.
Yeah, bring it extremely back. Local spot. No one else knows about it.
Bring it to my buddies who's ready to podcast.
A little hole in the wall called my kitchen. It has all my stuff there. I stock it myself.
I first dress the plate with some crushed up Keebler cookies, and then I garnish it with some Keebler cookies, and then I deep fry some Keebler cookies, and I finish it with a dusting of Girl Scout cookies.
As a twist. I am the cookie.
But what is, like, seriously, your favorite, like, cuisine for Valentine's Day? What is the most, like, setting the mood? Like, seafood, Italian, Asian, you know, like, Thai? You're talking more, like, homey, rustic, like...
Yeah.
I don't know what other cuisines. Latin, or, like, tacos. Would you go out for, like, exotic Indian food? I mean, I say exotic as in Maine. Like, there's not that many...
Yeah.
Options. It's like, you want boiled meat and potatoes, or do you want steamed meat and potatoes?
I don't know. Corbin, do you want to kick this one off?
Yeah, I think for me, I really love, like, getting, like, a nice pasta dish, like a carbonara.
Yeah.
You know, ooh. So good. And then, I don't know, just in general, I think some, like, my special event meals, if you will, would be, like, salmon. Like,
yep.
I really like a good salmon or, like, a steak or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine is definitely seafood. Usually, for a special event, we'll always do something like scallops or, like, shrimp. I mean, shrimp is a little less than... I kind of...
Less than desired, but...
Well, no, like, it's a hard line because, for me, the... idea of a specialty meal that's like super romantic is like oysters and like clams and stuff like that, or like uni and like salmon roe, or you know, caviar, and that's something that Mrs. Claus is really not into. You know what I mean? Like it's more like, no, scallops is fine, like just make the scallops. So usually like our go-to romantic dish is scallops with my handmade tortellini. So I do tortellini and scallops. So it's a fresh pasta, but it's always scallops. Always got to be scallops. And they're delicious. Like, can't beat a scallop. You know what I mean? It's like got the saltiness and the earthiness and the lightness. Lobster's a pretty close second, but...
Yeah.
For Valentine's Day?
Oh, yeah. For any romantic occasion. I make it several times a year.
Oh.
Several times a year. He's got a lot of romantic occasions. Underestimate
I might have
him.
To swap with Mrs. Claus at some point, because it sounds like she's making out like a bandit.
Oh, yeah. No, listen. I would love to cook for you. Trust me. Like, you don't know.
Yeah. You don't know how unfortunate he felt that we were eating pizza tonight.
come over on. Yeah, no, I did. Yeah, by the way, I just made the pesto crusted pork tenderloin along with.
You should have told me this. I would have been over in a heartbeat.
Along with
I didn't know how much time we had.
Steamed green beans and risotto that I made with my own chicken stock. So I was like, I don't know. And then I had to come
next
over.
Next, he did pizza. A chopping motion in his with his hand in the air.
No, I'm saying this is the bar.
Now he's saluting us
and eat pizza.
Yeah, so we had to lower the bar.
And the first thing Corbin said was, "This is damn good pizza," and I was like.
Yeah, I did see one tear drop all the way from his eyelid all the way to his neck.
I kind of delayed asking Brandon what he wanted for pizza toppings because I knew he was just going to be disappointed.
What are you talking about? I said anything.
Yeah, that's how disappointed you were. You didn't even have a... You were like... You just went into incredible detail over the foods you love to prepare that make a romantic occasion. And then what do you want for pizza toppings? Anything. It's all garbage.
Damn it. You saw right through my text. That's basically what I was saying. It all tastes the same. I'll pick it off if I'm disgusted with it. But really, it's all just a sham. Everything about it is just...
If you're cooking next time, I'm down.
I would love to cook for you. Can we cook next time,
Corbin? Yeah, we can cook next time.
Well, we're going to do a ramen party.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do a ramen party.
Yep.
Yeah, I just felt bad because I wanted like a simple solution so that way, like, no one could like waste all their time, you know, cooking and making this gigantic meal. I was like, oh, let's just do pizza, you know? But if you're like offering... Sure.
Dude, I love to cook for people.
Yeah.
I like feedback. So you better like actually say something.
I will write notes for you.
Yeah, you better throw it in my face if it's awful.
I will.
No.
The worst thing is making a dish and realizing as like you made it, you know, and you're like, oh, this is like a little odd, like maybe this should have been salted more, maybe this is a little overdone. And you ask people like, so what did you think? And they just go, yeah, it was good. It's like, I just
he
toiled
wants you to
over
be
this.
A judge.
Well, I just toiled over this.
Oh, I'll
this.
Be straight up with you.
Yeah.
I'll let you know.
For 2 hours, and you just said, yeah, it was good.
Yeah. Like, that's, yeah.
That's lame.
That's lame.
I'm sad that you ate my food that sucked.
Yeah. I'll give you so much feedback that you may or may not want to continue serving.
I'll give you so much feedback. It's static. Feedback.
I got it.
Yeah.
Sorry. Lame joke. All right. Next. Ideal location.
Ooh.
Are we talking... Or I guess I shouldn't say location. Like...
Junkyard.
traffic like, stop.
Ambiance. Like, setting? I don't
Highway.
Know. Highway. You guys are making me uncomfortable.
Playground.
Without pants on.
Don't say playground. What, futon?
Adult playground? Is there such a
with
thing?
With an arcade?
Dave and Buster's.
Probably in California. No.
Dave and Buster's has it all.
They have it all.
The restroom at
this
a Walmart.
Actually, this episode was actually brought by, or funded by Dave and Buster's for marketing research.
Where do people have sex the most?
What do they want? Okay, scallops. All right, pizza. Okay, dandelions. All right.
Extra large bathroom that's co-ed. Condom dispensers.
Urinals only. Who wrote this?
Brennan's dying right now.
Only because I'm holding the mic like Freddie Mercury and Kyle just said urinals only. I'm just like, Mama! Yep.
Yeah.
All right, what else can you do for Valentine's Day? Cards, sentiment? Like, are you guys the romantic type? Do you feel like Valentine's Day is where you really lay it all out on the table and go, all right, this is a quarter of mine, this is a quarter of yours, that's a quarter of his, this is a quarter of hers. Like, yeah. You just split it up like you're divvying up steaks. You know, do you kind of hold back? Are you more coy and cautious? You're like, look at my hanky, you dangle it out my window, and then I'll drive away, and you got to follow the monogram until you get to my house.
Yeah. I think I have a lame short game, but my end game is like on point. Like, I set expectations like in such a weird way where it's like,
you must jump this high.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, I set up like individual Valentine's Day might not be that great for like 4 times, yeah. But the 5th time, oh shit, it's gonna be good.
Fireworks.
You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, if you always provide that like next level of Valentine's Day, then I feel
you're
like it's
going to run out.
Yeah. You're going to run out, and it's going to be an expectation to That's beat it true. Next time. So I try to like keep it, you know, semi-casual.
Pace yourself.
Pace yourself. It's like a marathon, you know? You got to pace yourself, and then at the end, just there it is. Best Valentine's Day of your life, and you weren't expecting it.
And this is the last one because you're dying.
See, I probably would have benefited from Corbin's course on Valentine's Day
now
beforehand.
I have to top myself.
Brendan's like crying right now. He's like, uh-oh.
Well, no, it's just like, I don't know. Every year, you know.
Why didn't I start with shrimp?
I have a different philosophy because it's like every year is better, right? Like every year has been better than the last as far as, you know, spending time together and the meal. Like the food is always better because for the past 4 years, I've been cooking the Valentine's Day dinner. And every year I've gotten better at cooking. So clearly the food is better. But also the fact that one of these days I might just not cook dinner. I just might
just go crazy.
No, I just might not even buy flowers and just like, I feel like that could be the ultimate gratification. And then when she's all like, you know, where the hell is the food? Like, aren't you going to do anything for Valentine's Day? I can just flip the script on her and be like, oh, I didn't realize this was your day. Because I've been busting my ass for 8 years. Like,
I feel like my plan's better.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but it was
so eventually I'm getting revenge.
Yeah, no.
I feel like I have the less risky situation out of
what
the two
of us.
What
do you mean risky?
Like, okay, so you're basically going to flip the script and hope that she doesn't go, like, really angry on
you.
Well,
no, I mean, the hopes is that she will make it special. Because I feel like that's...
the 1 year you...
Well, no, I just mean, like, after not getting, you know, that special treatment throughout the day, she'll realize at some point that maybe she should come forward as, you know, Valentine's Day goes. Because, I mean, every year, I'm the one who makes it special.
Yeah, no, I respect both of you and what you do. I'm just saying maybe give her like a day or two of prep time.
No, nope, can't do it.
Okay. No. Sorry, listen, Mrs. Claus, I tried.
Listen, this is a challenge test.
Last minute
right?
or nothing.
I mean, listen, the result is not going to influence my opinion either way. I just think it'll be funny. So, you know, yep. That's how I live my life.
That was the last time we saw Brandon.
Yeah. 8 years from now.
Yeah.
Well, what?
Oh, I was just going to say. Never mind. You got more. Go.
I was just going to say, don't expect, and then you cut me off.
don't expect a conclusion.
It was actually perfect.
Okay. I always think the sentimental thing is the way to go, you know?
Yeah, like you get her, you know, you give her the lint ball that was in your belly button the first day you met.
Yeah.
Anything like that, because that's worth a laugh.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you know, just like, because, I mean, it's supposed to be like...
I got to start digging through my old laundry.
Yeah. Hey, come up
this
with
is
a lint
ball.
I have a bunch of lint on my side if you want to make it up.
Listen, this is Kyle's lint ball.
Yeah.
From the first day we met.
Yeah. He insisted that I take this.
It's Kyle's lint ball? Yeah, he has them cataloged in a jar. By date.
Tagged. Yeah. He gets them a lot, apparently. Very hairy guy or very linty clothes.
You know, I will say it's like I'll try to, you know, be sexy or whatever, you know, take off my shirt or something for Mrs. Claus. And then
not for me.
Not for Kyle.
He is fully clothed, just usually so of our listeners know.
Usually when I take my shirt off for Kyle, he walks away very quickly and uncomfortable. But I'll just be like standing there like, oh yeah, like hey, here I am. And she'll just reach over and pluck a little bit of belly lint out of my belly button. And it's like, well, that was over. Like, that just tried, you know, whatever. There it goes. Out the window.
Yeah.
Guess I'll just go make scallops now.
She's got you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But what are you going to do? Yeah, make some scallops, get stung by a bee in a jacket.
Living the dream.
Yeah. No, I really am, though.
Yeah, no, I know. It's a comedy podcast.
We're talking about daffodils.
Yeah.
Dandelions.
Dandelions.
Oh, yeah, that's right, dandelions. Yeah. Coconut-dusted chocolate-covered dandelions.
That'd be pretty sweet.
I feel like I wouldn't eat that flower.
I would just love to see how stringy it is. It must be stringy.
I'd just be curious to see if they, like, reproduce and create more candy.
Oh, right. Oh, like, that is a very good point, actually. You wait, like, a day or two, and, like, those things come right back up.
That'd be amazing.
Well, and like from the, well, do you mean like make more candy as in the seeds plant and they grow into candy?
Yes.
Or like as the seeds fly off, they're pulling apart the chocolate that's coating it? So they are little
and
candies?
And spreading the wonder to like oh, a bunch man. Of
it's
other
like
people?
It's like if the nerds were a lollipop and then they broke apart and now they're little
the
nerds.
Rope and you yeah. swung it around like you were doing that cowboy dance.
Yeah, the, like Freddie Mercury.
Then, yeah, and then the nerds flung into everybody's face and they all loved it.
And next thing you know, you got a whole stadium full of Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, that's my idea of a Valentine's Day.
Good luck, ladies. We're taking resumes at the end of this episode.
We're throwing our candy all over your face.
Oh my god.
Sorry.
Mr. Mercury's down.
Yep. No, what? I was just taking a breath of fresh air.
From the ground up. So it's the freshest.
That's how you build
there.
An empire, Kyle.
Can't start at the top. It's listen, not Jenga.
I told you that was civilizations and you did not believe me.
You said it was. Wait, what?
It was Civilizations and Empire Games. It was two documentaries. Yeah.
They were very similar.
Yeah.
Have you been? Oh,
I watched both, but.
I've been watching, what is it? Raiders of the Lost Art?
Like that, wait. Indiana
art?
Jones?
No, art. Oh.
I was like, were the guy's face melted?
Huh? No, it's actually like a really interesting documentary about like artists and painters.
And dandelions.
Not really, but sunflowers.
Disappointingly.
Sunflowers, though.
Oh, no, Vincent Van Gogh loves
yeah,
sunflowers.
Van Gogh, in the they call Van him
Gogh.
Van Gogh.
Yeah, Van Gogh.
Really?
Yeah.
Gogh.
Is that his actual, like...
He's Norwegian.
Yeah.
So, I guess it's a pronunciation
And he was
thing.
Also They're the least...
The announcer was... Or narrator was English, so maybe it was an accentual thing.
Maybe.
But...
No, I definitely can't get into Vincent Van Gogh facts, because I will go on for days... I have several books.
Yeah,
everyone, guy. Come and see how much Vincent Van Gogh I know.
No,
like Ted Burgundy. I have several leather-bound books.
No, it's just interesting because they go into detail. But I think about a whole bunch of artists. But I think the most interesting thing about it was the acting on like their little cutscene like characters for dramatic effect was. I don't know, fucking unbelievable. Really? And I don't know if it's just because like the dramatic lighting and all that, but like there was a couple episodes I watched where I'm like, this is the most convincing portrayal of anything I have ever seen.
Maybe you just haven't read enough Vincent Van Gogh books.
It wasn't even about Vincent Van Gogh.
What? Wait, what? What are you talking about?
They
I
were...
heard Vincent Van Gogh and I went ear baloney.
Yeah, I assumed every...
just like Vincent Van Gogh facts rattling around.
Did you just
around.
Say ear baloney?
No, ear blind.
Ear baloney.
Oh. Ear blind. I was just hearing Vincent Van Gogh facts rattling around inside my brain for the past 20 seconds. Just like, no, look at all the shit I know.
They have like a really weird, like, I guess double standard. Because they have like, they say like the, like there's people who try to like, portray themselves as the famous artist and like get their forgeries sold.
Shia LaBeouf.
So
just
okay,
do it.
I don't know why that came up.
I'm talking about acting. I don't know. I'm so confused.
No, they had they were talking about art forgers. And they were saying that like they were like they're like this one guy's work was believed for like 50 years to be this actual artist, like master artist's
and
work.
It wasn't.
And they were like, I don't know why you thought that. Look at the art. It's terrible. And then every time they mentioned like an art thief, they were like, and then the two men came in the building with guns and stole the painting. They were daring thieves. But like they're trashing the guy who like actually did work and was like mistaken for the artist that their work was so good. And then saying that these thieves were daring and dashing. Like, it's just like, they just came into the building with guns and did, like, literally nothing else.
This sounds like a classic Kyle story where you're getting hung up on, like, the way they describe things. Like,
so
just, like,
fucked up.
Dude, they could be, like, and on the seventh day, God created man and earth and life in itself. And then Kyle's like, what do you do on the eighth day, huh? Yeah, why is there no so eighth day, huh? Like, what the hell? Just like, Kyle's like Plot hung up on the details.
Well,
like, he's
important.
Like, he never said anything about crustaceans. They said life on
where
earth.
They, yeah. What about under the sea? He said man and the earth. You'd have to have an earth and then a man.
And then it said all plant life, but how do you explain coral? Like,
not really alive, but kind of unalive.
Yeah, it's about as alive as Mormons.
And definitely not a stripper name.
And definitely Mormons? Not a stripper name.
Or Coral.
Both.
Coral.
Yeah. Both.
Sorry, everybody.
Yeah.
You know,
LG. Bring out Dandelion.
Oh, shit.
You know, I'm just going to start saying we're sponsored by LG because life is good.
Oh, I thought you meant algae.
Oh, no. Algae would be good,
too. Sponsored by algae. We just keep producing.
No.
And producing and producing. Wait,
Is seaweed algae? No.
No.
Seaweed's pretty good.
Yeah, it's, was it kelp? No, is kelp a type of seaweed or is seaweed a type of kelp?
It's a bulk kelp.
All kelp?
I don't know.
Kenan
and kelp. That's all I know.
Kelp, you know I need somebody.
Kelp! Kelp, kelp. Sorry.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Kelp. Ride it back around.
Kelp award.
So, Valentine's Day. What else do we do on Valentine's Day? Some of us get really uncomfortable and feel the need to reach out to the other people who are uncomfortable. Like, you know, those like singles Valentine's Day, like groups that I feel
sad.
Well,
yeah,
no.
singles awareness day.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like it never works out for them. I don't know what they're trying to accomplish. It's like, yeah, you're single. Isn't that when you embrace being single? Like when you're single, you can't embrace being single when you're in a relationship. That's bad.
That's bad. Don't ask for that.
Yeah. That's not a relationship.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like,
well, depending on
just
the
to be term. Clear.
Listen. There's a lot of guys who are like, I'm dating you, but I'm single. Fuck it.
Woo.
You know what I mean? Like,
stop hanging out with them.
No, I don't hang out with them. What I'm saying is, like, I don't know.
It's okay.
Why are you guys analyzing me?
We're just trying to find the funny, man.
Oh.
That's we're good. Like, that we're works. Like funny truffle hunting dudes.
Yeah.
I love hunting truffles.
This is the most romantic thing I could think of.
Get a couple of big old hogs, send them out on your land.
You know, really, there's somebody out there for everybody.
Truffles. What? Pigs?
There's somebody out there for everybody. Oh. That could be their ideal Valentine's Day.
Listen, yeah, you told me to watch Black Mirror in the first episode I watched.
That is so true. Yeah.
Dude, yeah, you ruined my life.
Yeah, well, I said skip the first episode.
No,
I
you didn't.
I might have.
You said skip half of it.
I said it's,
and I ended up I right on up. The point.
I said skip immediately to 40 minutes and 38 seconds.
And look where it landed me.
Yeah, and then you'll be curious. And if you haven't seen Black Mirror, I bet you're curious now.
Good luck not getting that time back.
Yeah. It'll pretty much ruin your experience of Netflix. Yeah.
It's a great show, but my God, that first episode.
Dude, just
that
like
first one is a doozy.
I mean, I have watched the most egregious horror films. And I have not been more shocked than that.
It's everything you think it is and don't Worse. Think it is at the same time.
The worst part is, like...
It happens.
Well, like, no, seriously, like, what would you do? It's like, oh, this, like, person is gonna die. Like, you can save them.
But...
Yeah, I mean, there's always that contingency. It's like when you're playing Monopoly. It's like, do you
Emphasis
buy?
On but.
Do you sell?
Emphasis on contingency.
And but.
Yeah, a lot on but. I mean, I love pulled pork as much as the next person, but...
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Definitely not going to record that video.
No.
Well,
unless Weird Al Yankovic is going to do a cover, because that'd
well,
be awesome.
If you hear that it's bad, and then you watch the first 5 minutes of the episode... You pretty much get where it's going, right?
Yeah, and then you just...
And then you're just like, no, it couldn't really.
Yeah. That's what happened to me!
Yeah. No, Kyle...
It's like, no, like...
Kyle is a sensitive guy
well,
who
no.
likes
dandelions.
You don't even know what flowers you like?
No, he said daffodils. Okay.
I think the
Threw
thing
me
is,
off.
Is like...
I was like, how are you forgetting already?
I understood what was about to happen, you know? Like, I knew... what they were getting at, and I was like, they would never, like, you know, like, they wouldn't cross that line, and I forgot we were in Europe, and it was European, and it was like, oh, no, don't worry, we'll show you, and I was like, God, Jesus Christ, like, man, just, why don't you just scrape nails on a chalkboard, or like, you know, break a window, or, you know, celebrate a Super Bowl. Like, anything would be better than that.
Why don't you just take time out of your Valentine's Day to celebrate the Super Bowl.
That's a good point. By the way, Super Bowl Sunday. Someday when you're awfully low. Sorry, I love Frank Sinatra.
Oh, he loves Super Bowls.
He does. He loves Super Bowls.
That part couldn't get any clearer.
I still haven't watched that documentary on him, by the way.
There's a documentary on
the Super Bowl?
No.
Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra was in the Super Bowl and they made a documentary about it?
What else about Valentine's Day? I feel like I've been telling everybody what Valentine's Day is all about. You guys just don't. Come on, Corbin. You have it planned out. You know you got the code. You've got the recipe for success.
I feel like somewhere in my brain, I want to say that it was created by Chaucer. Probably not.
That thing you serve food on?
St. Valentine himself.
Oh, St. Valentine himself.
I don't know.
Didn't he die?
I think people kill him? I think it's
he's not alive from centuries ago.
Yeah, I think what happened...
I thought he was assassinated.
I think it was one of those situations where they took his name, but really, he did die, and then it turned into someone else's holiday, but they're just like, that sounds better, and then they just went with it.
They're like, St. Valentine, he loved fucking all the women.
Didn't he, chase the saints away or something, or snakes?
When the saints come marching in? Yeah. Man, I love St. Valentine. When the saints come...
I think you're thinking of the Valentine's Day Massacre.
What?
Whoa.
Right?
No.
Wasn't that a thing?
I thought St. Valentine actually got murdered inside of, a...
I'm pretty sure there was a St. Valentine's Day massacre.
Was he allergic to scallops?
Yeah, that's what killed them all. Yeah.
It killed them all.
Yeah, it was a whole, a whole
King group Leonidis was there. Yeah. He was really sad.
Killed by dandelions.
Yeah.
Daniel Radcliffe?
That too.
Yeah, it was allegory of the lion and the mouse, they were trying to take out the army, and were throwing tanks at them and spears, and nothing would do it. And then they sent in some scallops.
And the lion was like, I'm so thorny. Let's just take our clothes off. And the mouse was yeah.
Yeah. He's like, it's Valentine's Day and I know you wanna ride out. You got a thorn in your paw and I'm just and a that's mouse.
How they, that's how they made house cats.
It is. And thumbtacks.
Thumbtacks.
And Tom and Jerry.
And Tom and Jerry. There's a couple of byproducts. They call them the tri-products.
Trifecta. Tom and Jerry, thumbtacks, and house cats.
thank you, St. Valentine.
Nope. We owe it all to you.
And your massacre.
But what else? No, seriously. What else do you associate with Valentine's Day? We did flowers. We did romantic gestures. Not jesters. Sorry.
Jesters?
No. We did romantic dinners.
Oh.
And
could do gestures.
Yeah. I mean, I would gesture or gesticulate in a certain way that let people know how I felt,
You put a ring on it.
Yeah, exactly. That was a visual joke.
That was the wrong finger.
He put a ring on it with a finger motion back and forth. I don't know what he's trying to accomplish
with
that ring.
He's indecisive, that's all.
I mean...
take it off, put it on.
I don't know what else... kind of gesture you're trying to get across. Hey, look, I kind of like you maybe, but you got to fill out this tax form. isn't Valentine's Day when you really step up to the plate and tell the person that you're with that I want a prenuptial agreement.
Let's just get to the facts. Prenup. Let's do it.
That's what I want.
Nope.
I want it. I want to make sure the corn stays in my pantry.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sorry. I mean, look at,
Beyonce.
Exactly.
Jay-Z.
Amazon's Prime. CEO's. Yes. I forgot his name. Amazon CEO's wife. And him, they split.
Pirate?
Elon Musk?
Ted Musk.
Maybe. But she got a whole bunch of money out of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Man.
She's like,
what a terrible Valentine's Day.
Or best Valentine's Day, because she can use that on her next date.
Yeah. Yeah, but what's she going to do? Go date Stephen Bills?
How weird must that be? Listen, I love you, but if I ever have a $1 billion idea, goodbye.
Look, I really liked you, but I saw this tax return and I realized I could get a lot of money. You know, I feel like that's one thing that guys fall into, which is like a horrible accusation of women, is like the alimony or whatever, like what women get out of a divorce. Like, it's horrible anyway around. And I know that I definitely fall subject to it in comedy. Like, it's like, oh, you know, a woman gets a house, but you guys worked for it together. And that's terrible from both sides. It's not a nice thing to do. And I want to apologize this Valentine's Day. But after Valentine's Day, fuck it. I'm going right back to that comedy style, all right?
That's what Valentine's Day is really about, isn't it? Apologies?
Yeah.
You're like, I'm sorry I've been a dick the rest of the year.
Yeah,
it's basically, I'm sorry you didn't get flowers.
Yeah, it's basically like men's day to be an extreme feminist, and then the rest of the day just go back to being the shittiest man in a relationship.
Oh, what are you talking about? I'm a hardcore equalist.
Feminist means women's rights.
No, I'm equal. I want everybody to be equal. Is that feminism?
Yes. That's okay,
cool. Then I'm a hardcore feminist. Yay! Right? Yeah.
Hey. That was over here. My hands high five.
Well, I mean,
Kyle wasn't on that too.
There are certain things that I don't agree with, where it's like, well, I can't do a push up, and it's like, I know you can't do as many push ups, but like, you can't say that you can do, like, you can't say that you can do push ups and then not say that you can't do push ups and then do different. But you know what I mean, like stupid shit like that, yeah. Which I get, I understand.
Say,
I'm getting
may
very.
May I
hung
do
up.
A push up?
Well, right. It's,
yeah. No, I understand. Place. I'm getting really hung up on the details, but it's like,
okay, Kyle.
Yeah.
What I'm saying.
Way to go, Kyle.
Kyle is shitting on you.
Kyle's shitting on me for being Kyle.
That's like next level,
man.
Welcome
really
to Inception.
Puts a shoe on the other foot.
I'm Leonardo DiCaprio.
Is this what it feels like?
We're going to go another layer deeper. I'm going to be Kyle yelling at Kyle while Kyle's yelling at me for being the Kyle inside
of
Kyle.
Oh my God, this is Titanic, Inception, and
Great Gangs in New York. Oh.
Oh. No. Maybe. I don't know. I haven't seen that connection.
Oh, a series rabbits. Of unfortunate events.
The, yes.
The Truman Show.
God damn it.
I knew this would happen.
The Grinch.
The Grinch. The number 23.
That's all you got?
Bruce Almighty.
Liar, Liar.
There you go.
Me, Myself, and Irene.
Yep. Dumb and Dumber.
Yep.
Keep
dumb, going.
Dumb and Dumber 2 when Harry
This is your Valentine's
Lloyd.
Day pledge.
Ace Ventura.
Yeah, Ace Ventura.
The first one and the second one.
Yeah, there were two.
There were two.
There were two.
And there I were don't two. Know his entire like cinema.
The Mask.
Oh, yeah, The Mask. Yeah. That's a good one.
Mr. Popper's Penguins.
Yeah, oh, the worst movie ever.
Yeah, that's true. But it was there.
It was there.
Cable Guy.
Cable Guy. Oh,
yeah, yeah, we already. Yep.
Yeah. You. Nobody said it. We just all said it.
Like,
well, we said it before the show.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you, Corbin.
You're welcome.
I can see that there is clearly
Man on the Moon.
No, please stop. I would like the judge to strike that from the record, as we have both clearly stated from the defendant and the attack attorney. That,
that this
was previously
this Valentine's
stated.
Day coming to a theater near you.
Tyler Perry's Valentine's Day. Tyler Perry falls in love with Tyler Perry.
Oh yeah,
he's playing both roles.
That would be good.
I was concerned that was actually a movie. I was like, concerned. That. I mean, no. That seems a little obscure even for a Tyler Perry.
You
something
should see the makeout scene.
Wow,
dude, I don't know what it is about Tyler Perry movies. I just hate that he's always the star. Like, why would you make a movie, call it Tyler Perry's This, and then also be the star? Isn't that, like, audacious? Like, doesn't it seem a little overdone? It does to me. I mean, I wouldn't say Brandon Mitchell's podcast, Not Now Podcast, starring Brandon Mitchell.
You should check his page.
Yeah.
Listen.
Is that what it says now?
I may do that, but I don't condone it.
It says Brandon Mitchell's scallops.
Starring the scallops made by
and handmade tortellini.
No, but like, I don't know. His movies don't speak to me. Not as much as Jim Carrey's.
Great.
Even Mr. Popper Penguins. Which is a horrible
movie. Which is a terrible movie. Don't watch it, please.
Yeah.
For all of us.
No, it was a really bad movie.
It was bad.
Need to see it.
Everyone wanted
Sunshine
to
Sunshine of a Spotless Mind. That's what
oh, yeah.
For.
Eternal Sunshine of a Spotless Mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was like a weird
It was movie. Like an interesting
It was interesting.
It was, yeah. No, I definitely enjoyed it. And then afterwards, I didn't know what I saw. And I was like, maybe I should watch it again. And I thought, no. I saw it once.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
It actually kind of relates to Valentine's Day, anyway.
Fun with really? Dick and Jane. And then what was that other one?
There's a lot.
There was the other one where he was like a forger. Right, or not a forger. He was like committing fraud. You remember? He went like to prison.
Oh, yeah. That's like I Love You, Philip Morris. Philip
Morris,
yeah. Yeah. That one was awesome, though. Yeah. That was a really good movie.
Oh, he was also in Kick-Ass, too.
Oh, yeah.
He was the military guy or whatever.
You know what movie I saw that was actually like, I wish I could remember the name of it.
Should we disclose this a little bit? Since it was before the podcast, I said if somebody's looking for a movie title, I'm just going to start naming Jim Carrey movies.
Don't tell them, Kyle.
Well, we're just like talking about it. Like, I think they got everybody it knew it.
No, they didn't know. Anyways.
I think it'd be hard not to know. I mean, okay.
Hey, listen.
That's fair.
There's a lot of
people. I'll go back and delete this.
There's a lot of people who choose to run from Pokemon battles, all right?
All right, hang on a second. I got to clap so I know when to end the audio. Okay.
So, I was going to say, have you ever seen that movie with, it was Adam Sandler. I don't know.
Happy Gilmore.
No. So, he like lost his wife and he was just like hanging out with a old coworker or like a guy from school. And they were playing.
Billy Madison.
No. They're playing like God of War. Is it the
Grinch?
No. What? All right, I'm done. That's it. That's all I got for that.
They're playing God of War.
Next subject.
Is this real?
Yes.
I don't think
he drove a scooter. I don't remember what the movie was. It was awesome. Oh,
Yard Sale.
No. Oh. That had Will Ferrell and it was a great movie too, you motherfucker.
Oh, sorry. With Adam
Sandler? No.
No, the one with the headphones?
Yes. Come on, Kyle, don't let me down. If you say a movie that has headphones that is not Sandler related, I am going to jab
the mask.
I will jab this microphone in your head.
No, I'm going to Google it. Hang on.
The one with the headphones? Yes.
Yeah,
Step Up 2.
Tyler Perry's
Step Up 2.
Family Reunion.
Tyler Perry's DJ Disc Spin. No, you motherfucker.
Twilight 17.
Man. I got a story about Twilight, and I'm not proud of it.
And it's your time to tell.
Rain Over Me. I wanted to say Rain Man so bad.
That was a really good movie. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch that?
Yeah. Yes, I knew the movie you were talking about.
Yeah, sure you did. He has headphones?
I wanted to say Rain Man, and I knew that wasn't it. It's Rain Over Me.
Of course it's not Rain Man.
Well, I know
there
that.
There were no casinos.
It had rain in it.
Well, at least you knew that much.
Oh, yes. More than I knew. All right, I'm going to go back and watch every movie of Ace Ventura until I get it right.
Man, the part where he's eating bat guano.
Oh, yeah.
Guano.
I love the spears in the knees.
I like the part. Yeah. Do you remember when him and the princess are sitting there and they're like shooting like the little fucking out of the tube, the spit wads onto the guy who's like standing there taking the test of manhood and just like spitting little paper wads onto his face until he falls down?
Earthquake test.
Oh, man. That's what Valentine's really about.
He's like, I haven't achieved the medal of almightiness. And he's like, here, take mine. Just to get him the fuck out of there. Ray Finkel. I can feel your gun in my hip. That part. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Jim Carrey is an awesome person.
I'd like to meet him for a day.
He should be on That'd Not be Now podcast. Yeah.
Jim Carrey, if you're listening, we're here for you.
Yeah. Please send us an email. Not that anybody does, but if you are listening or could portray yourself to be Jim Carrey.
Yeah, and we will also pay you in booze. Not in money, but booze.
Isn't he from Canada?
Yeah.
A.
That's for you.
Yeah, that'd be tough to do money if we had it, you know, to...
That's true. There's a whole transaction rate. Yeah, no, that wouldn't work out well. Figure out the yak's milk to the cow's milk. And
those ratios really get you going.
Yeah.
I mean, one's a little bit thicker than the other, but you always say sorry. One sorry, two sorry, three sorry. That's about
then,
a gallon.
Then you're square. Until each of you feel sorry enough, and then you're square.
Then you're a boot square. Never know how many boots, but at least three boots to a sorry.
There's always that.
That's my math teacher always said. One poutine can't make a pie. We love you, Canada.
Yeah. Does Canada celebrate Valentine's Day?
I don't know, but I wish they would.
Is it a Catholic holiday?
They'd
that's
be
like St. Valentine.
I'm telling you,
right?
There'd be a lot more probably babies dropping if they did.
What?
I mean, we don't even really know why we celebrate this holiday, but we force ourselves to make
China
scallop.
Definitely and celebrates it then.
We celebrate it because
I'm just saying,
at
there's so
some
many
point in time, China celebrates it.
There's so many people. It's a joke.
Oh,
yeah. Because they're reproducing so quickly.
But they aren't. Yeah. They were like, yeah, you're not allowed to have daughters.
Yeah, because they were celebrating Valentine's Day so much.
They were like, you weren't allowed to have daughters. And like, I had a daughter. What do I do? And they're like, don't worry about it. We'll take care of it. That's Listen, I'm just saying. They were like, you can have one. That's it. Like, that's a real
that's
fact.
That's definitely changed in like the past decade.
What? What time is it?
I thought it has. Right?
Yes, no, it has.
Oh, okay. So,
what are you going to do if you're in Canada? It's Valentine's Day, and all you have is a gallon of moose milk.
Go to a bar.
It's a pretty good argument.
Yeah, see if I can trade it.
I'm
for
surprised
something.
You thought of that like that. You know, you knew the right answer.
All right.
All right, Corbin.
Corbin, next question.
You're in Canada.
All right, let's wrap it up with some questions.
You're in Canada. All you have is a raspberry, two fistfuls of snow, and a lust for a woman. What do you do?
Go into a cave with a bear and see if I can ride the bear to go find my woman.
Awesome. Brandon, great. You're sitting in a romantic restaurant with the woman of your dreams, and she asks if you want dessert or not. What do you say? How much have we already spent? You spent about $87 on the meal.
This is a weird one-sided conversation.
No dessert. You're wrong. I'm sorry. You always spring for dessert on Valentine's Day.
Okay, so hold on.
Okay,
so this was your own question.
Yeah.
You answered it incorrectly as your own question.
I mean, I couldn't give myself like
yeah,
he
couldn't
treatment.
Cut himself slack. I know how that works because I was the own judge on one of my cases earlier.
Yeah, I couldn't like, you know, give myself the right answer just because I was my own judge.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, he's trying to hook up with somebody. It's Valentine's Day. He doesn't want to hook up with himself.
Yeah,
that
and
just
I don't want to
like
spend
next
more
level neutral.
Listen, I don't want to spend more money because she was kind of a slob when she ate.
Yeah.
Listen, you didn't know the backstory, bro.
Right.
All
right,
Kyle. Turtles or fish?
Turtles are
wrong.
I like turtles.
That's sorry. I thought you were saying turtles.
I did say turtles. That's
wrong. All right, it's definitely fish. No one wants turtles on Valentine's
Come
Day.
Come on, Kyle.
Is like a meal or like is
doesn't like, matter.
Does it matter? It's an obscure thought. Just deal with it. You chose turtles. You lost.
You had a whole scenario, and I had turtles or fish. With no context.
It's what you make.
Corbin, water or fire?
Ice.
Oh, he got it. Man, could you pick a better contestant?
I was thinking about getting popcorn later tonight, but I couldn't really tell if
nail
it would
polish
hurt my teeth. Nail polish? You got it wrong. I'm sorry.
Oh, damn it.
The key was listening.
I guess Corbin wins.
Corbin, you were
you
the
won
dream.
Valentine's Day. Cheers.
Here he is. The Valentine of the universe. You're here.
There.
And absent. Thank you so much for listening and enjoying and indulging in this Valentine's Day special. We hope that each and every one of you, except for the men, have a happy Valentine's Day.
We also hope that each and every one of you, you know, takes the time out of your day to sit down by your computer and pull up your email and then look for that porn site.
Oh,
yeah. It's
send
probably in there
site.
Somewhere. Yeah, least, send us a one.
Send fine. Us quality ones. Yeah. They're hard to find now.
A recommended
exactly.
video.
I am looking for a silverback. Never mind. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I figured we could
hey, there. Wait.
What?
Now.